Here is a sentence. The suitcase would not fit in the car because it was too big. Ask what it refers to, and the natural reading is the suitcase. Change one word at the far end, because it was too small, and the natural reading is the car. A word near the end of the sentence settled what a pronoun in the middle referred to. Getting that to happen inside a machine is what today's operation is for. The step where the pieces of a text are compared against one another and come out changed by it. It is called attention, and the name is the first thing to put down. The paper that made it the standard design was posted on the 12th of June, 2017. This week I put that sentence to two models with the question after it. On a model from 2019, built on that design, flipping the far word shifted the odds it put on the two answers by about 15% and in the wrong direction. On one published this year, by a factor of about 380. Two readings that will mislead you. The first is the word. Attention sounds like concentrating, as though something in there were holding a spotlight. The 2014 translation paper that put the mechanism into wide use, by Bodenau, Cho, and Bengio, uses the word three times in the whole paper, all in one paragraph, and the function it names is an alignment model. The spotlight came with the nickname, not the machinery. The second is more tempting, because it looks like progress. Every permitted pair of words gets a number out of this operation, in every head of every layer, so draw the numbers as a picture and read the reasoning off it. That produced a published argument, and it is beat 5. Two ideas, and the second is built on the first. The first, a word becomes a list of numbers, which you can picture as a position in a space. That idea predates the machines that use it. Jurafsky and Martin's textbook traces it to three fields in the 1950s, two matter here. From linguistics, the proposition that a word's meaning is the company it keeps. The textbook names Jews in 1950, Harris in 54, Firth in 57, and quotes Jews, with an omission in the middle that is the textbook's, not mine.
The linguist's meaning of a morpheme is, by definition, the set of conditional probabilities of its occurrence in context with all other morphemes.
From psychology, 7 years later, came the geometry. Osgood and colleagues proposed that a word's meaning could be a point in a space of many dimensions, with similarity as distance. The field's name for that position is an asterisk embedding asterisk. His numbers came from people. A models are learned from text. One position per word is not enough, though. A word arrives carrying its average company across everything the model ever read, and needs one reflecting the company it is in now, with a restriction. In a model that writes, a position may use itself and everything before it, and nothing after. The suitcase sentence works because the question comes last. The operation that updates it has three steps. Compare, weight, blend. Learn transformations turn each position's numbers into three versions of itself, one to compare with, one to be compared against, one to be mixed in. The textbook calls those three roles one input plays, the field calls them query, key, and value. Each position compares itself against the ones it may use, itself included, and each comparison gives back a number. Those numbers become weights adding up to one, the others are blended in exactly those proportions, and that blend is then added to what the position already had asterisk, the part popular accounts drop. Nothing is replaced, information accumulates. The only thing doing spotlight work there is the word attention. Then it happens again, with its own comparisons learned during training, over what the last round produced. Each pass is an asterisk asterisk layer. The attention step, then an ordinary small network run over each position on its own, and by the 2017 paper's dimensions, the second part is the bigger of the two. One property to carry into beat 4, the comparison step has no sense of order. Zero out the numbers that carry position in the 2019 model, shuffle the words before the last one 8 different ways, and the attention step's output comes back the same to about one part in 7 million. Order is not worked out by the operation. It is added at the door. The 12th of June, 2017. 8 authors, most of them at Google, posted a paper called Asterisk Attention is All You Need. 3 corrections, all from the version posted that day. It is a machine translation paper, not a chatbot paper. Its headline number, the author's own measurement, is an English to German score of 28.4 on one 2014 test, set more than 2 BLEU above the best previously reported models, ensembles included. Second, it invented neither attention nor self-attention. Its background section calls self-attention, sometimes called intra-attention, and cites 4 earlier papers that used it. Here is its claim about itself, hedge and all.
To the best of our knowledge, however, the transformer is the first transduction model, relying entirely on self-attention, to compute representations of its input and output, without using RNNS or convolution.
To their knowledge, the first to rely asterisk entirely on it, not the first to have it. Third, the part that mattered, and it is not the score. In a recurrent layer, relating 2 distant positions takes a chain of steps, 1 for each position in between. In a self-attention layer, the connection is direct. The paper's sentence is that such a layer connects all positions with a constant number of sequentially executed operations. That is a claim about steps, not about speed, and not about using a distant word well. The conference reviews are public, and one of them asked for something the paper never supplied.
It would be good to see this empirically validated by evaluating performance on long sentences specifically.
9 years late, a crude relative of that test pushed the deciding word 8,000 words from the question, and its effect on the scores is about what it is at 32 words. The answer, though, stops being right long before that. So why 5 more years before you heard of it? It did not sit idle. The BERT paper appeared in October 2018, using the architecture to read rather than write. A year later, 3 years before ChatGPT, Google said it was putting BERT into search, into ranking, where it would help with about 1 search in 10 in US English, and into featured snippets. The post described the family this way.
Models that process words in relation to all the other words in a sentence, rather than one by one in order.
True of BERT, which can use both sides of a position. The model that writes your answer cannot, and that is the restriction from Beat 3. People drew those numbers, then argued about the picture. In February 2019, Sarthak Jain and Byron Wallace posted asterisk attention is not explanation asterisk, having found that very different weights could often be built that gave the same predictions. Their abstract ends like this.
Our findings show that standard attention modules do not provide meaningful explanations and should not be treated as though they do.
6 months later, Sarah Wegreff and Yuval Pinter replied, attention is not explanation, that such a claim depends on your definition of explanation. Then the fact that settles how much either tells you about the machine you use, checkable in 15 seconds with find in page. Across both papers, the words transformer and self-attention appear 0 times. Both are about attention inside recurrent models. So I put the smallest version of that question I could to a model published this year, ranking every earlier word twice, by the attention the last position pays it, and by how much the answer moves when the word is taken out of what may be attended to. Those 2 orderings barely line up, a rank correlation of about 0.07, and the words drawing most attention included a colon and the prompt's first token. That settles nothing in general. It is enough for this. A weight and an effect are different quantities. 2 things, each on a page, on a date. 1, in the open weight models whose configuration files describe their layers, the all pairs comparison is now the minority. I opened 3 on the 7th of September. Kimi K3 designates 24 full attention layers of 93, QN 3.8, 16 of 64, GLM 5.3 flash, none of 45. Those labels are the vendor's own, no independent audit turned up, and a count of layers is not a count of the work they do. And the comparison did not go away, in a sparse layer it still runs, as the step that chooses which words get attended to, which the index gash paper from March says keeps the very cost the sparse layer was built to escape. 2. On the 28th of August, four researchers reported that a plain sliding window did as well or better than the linear attention models they tested, models converted after training, not built that way. Watch whether anyone tries that on the second kind. One idea, three moves, a word becomes a position. Attention adds to that position using the other words, a layer does it again. And if you keep one image, keep the chain becoming a direct connection whose length no longer grows with the gap. The word attention names a weighting calculation. What made it matter was using that calculation everywhere, until distance stopped counting. Then the honest part. Anthropic's interpretability team publishes on a site called the Transformer Circuits Thread. This is the first line on it.
A surprising fact about modern large language models is that nobody really knows how they work internally.
The arithmetic of a layer can be written out exactly. What a layer has learned to do with it is largely an open question. Tomorrow, how those scores turn into one chosen word, and why the same question, asked twice, can come back different. That was day 4. Thank you for listening.